Diva Kodja, Ishmisher, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful Rise with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genres of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. We've got some new tracks for you this week, tracks we haven't played before. We've also got some good old favourites and some requests that we play for you as the programme goes on. And we're starting with one of these new tracks. Here's an artist we haven't had on Sounds Irish before. I had the good fortune of working with this man many years ago. Well, certainly would have been in the 80s. I played quite regularly on a weekly basis in the Dorky Island Hotel in Dorky. That hotel is no longer there. Nothing to do with me, I hasten to add. But Fintan Stanley also appeared at the Dorky Island Hotel on nights that I wasn't there. Fintan, I do believe, now lives in the United States. And Fintan, by any chance, if you are listening to this, I hope it brings back happy memories. Fintan's going to play some reels for us to get our toes tapping to start the program off with. We'll be right back. Now, I want to point out that that particular track was taken from a vinyl album, hence it's very loud. They seem to make very loud tracks on the vinyl days, but also that that was in the days before they could speed things up with a computer. So I can actually tell you that that was the speed at which that was recorded, and that was the speed at which that man's fingers flew over the keys. Fintan Stanley, and we'll be hearing more of Fintan in future programs. Some time ago, I played a recording of the Benn Sisters. They sang a song about a Connemara marble ring. We're not going to hear that song. We're going to hear them singing a song that was, well, I remember accompanying Bridie Gallagher singing this song many years ago. I was very young. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And I remember accompanying Bridie, and she singing this song. But here we have the Benn Sisters, they're from Northern Ireland.
An Irish boy was leaving his native home, crossing the broad Atlantic, once more he wished to roam. Was leaving his mother, was standing on the quay. She threw her arms around his waist, and this to him did say, a mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, she's gone. Love her as in childhood, though feeble, old and gray, for you'll never miss a mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay.
Tracks this week will have connections with various places in Ireland, and you know, we couldn't get a Sounds Irish program without a song about some part of Ireland. I wonder, is Ireland the one country that has more songs about various places in its country than anywhere else? I don't think it's the same, for instance, in England, maybe in America, But certainly in Ireland, I think there must be a song about, well, we know because we've done it on Sounds Irish, but there must be a song about every county in Ireland. There is, but there must be nearly a song about every city and town. But I'm not complaining because most of them are beautiful. Here's Michael English. Now, we've had a lot of Michael on the program of late since I acquired the box set. Michael English is singing that lovely song, A Cavan Girl. And I'll dedicate this to any Cavan girl that's listening to me this week. I know one particular Cavan girl is. So if you're from Cavan, this one's for you.
As I walk the road from Killeshandra, weary I sit down. First 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan town. The walker and the road I go, once seemed beyond compare. Now I curse the time it takes to reach my Cavan girl so fair. The autumn shades are on the leaves, the trees will soon be bare. Each red gold leaf around me sees the colour of her hair. My gaze retreats, defies my feet, and once again I sigh for the broken pool of sky reminds the colour of her eyes. At the Cavan Cross each Sunday morning, there she can be found. And she seems to have the eye of every boy in Cavan town. If my look will hold, I'll have the golden summer of her smile. And to break the hearts of Cavan men, she'll talk to me a while. So then Sunday evening finds me homeward, Killeshandra bound, to work a week till I return to court in Cavan town. When asked if she would be my bride, at least she'd not said no. So then Sunday morning, rouse myself, and back to her I go.
The Cavan Girl from Michael English. We're going back now in time for this next track because it's from the founders of Irish ballad and folk music in my book. Certainly one of the groups that started it all. Of course, you know I'm talking about Tommy Makeham and the Clancy Brothers. And they're telling us the story of the young man who went courting in the kitchen and he got caught out and he finished up in jail. Here we have Tommy Makeham and the Clancy Brothers and Courting in the Kitchen.
Come single bell and bow, and to me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love, it's the devil's own invention. For once I fell in love with the maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell out of Captain Kelly's kitchen. With me turalurala, turalurala laddie, me turalurala. Toodle-oo, laddie. At the age of 17, I was apprenticed to a grocer, not far from Stephen's Green, where Miss Henry used to go, sir. Her manners were sublime, and she set me heart a twitching, and she invited me to a hoolie in the kitchen. Me toodle-oo, laddie. Me toodle-oo, laddie. Me toodle-oo, laddie. Toodle-oo, laddie. Next Sunday being the day we were to have the flare-up, I dressed myself quite gay, and I frizzed and oiled my hair up. The captain had no wife, but he had gone a-fishing, and we kicked up high life down below stairs in the kitchen. With me tooral-oor-a-la, me tooral-oor-a-laddie, me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie. Just as the clock struck six, we sat down to the table. She handed tea and cake, and I ate while I was able. I drank hot punch and tea till me side had got to stitching, and the hours passed quick away when you're courting in the kitchen. With your tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie, tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie. With me arms around her waist, she slyly hinted marriage. To the door in dreadful haste came Captain Kelly's carriage. Her eyes soon filled with hate, and poison she was spitting, when the captain at the door walked right into the kitchen. With me tooral-oor-a-la, me tooral-oor-a-laddie, me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie. She flew up off me knees, full 5 feet up or higher, and over head and heels threw me slap into the fire. Me new repealer's coat that I bought from Mr. Mitchell, with a 20-shilling note, went to blazes in the kitchen. With me tooral-oor-a-la, me tooral-oor-a-laddie, me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie. I grieved to see me duds all smeared with soot and ashes, when a tub of dirty suds right in my face he dashes. As I lay on the floor and the water she kept pitching, the footman broke the door and walked straight into the kitchen. With me tooral-oor-a-la, me tooral-oor-a-laddie, me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie. When the captain came downstairs, though he saw my situation, in spite of all my prayers, I was marched off to the station. For me they'd take no bail, but to get home I was itching. But I had to tell the tale how I came into the kitchen. With me tooral-oor-a-la, me tooral-oor-a-laddie, me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie. I said she did invite me, but she gave a flat denial. For assault she did indict me, and I was sent for trial. She swore I robbed the house, in spite of all her screeching, and I got 6 months hard for me curtain in the kitchen. With me tooral-oor-a-la, me tooral-oor-a-laddie, me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie.
Oh, the wiles of the woman. He got caught out and he got 6 months hard for his courting in the kitchen. Now, speaking of kitchen and food and things, and who was Joe? But that's a sort of a strange connection. If I said to you Colcannon, you wouldn't have a clue what that was. Well, some of my Irish listeners might. It's a sort of a mixture of mashed potatoes and leeks, scallions, buttermilk. And personally, I think it's woeful and I can't eat it. But, well, in parts of Ireland, particularly in the rural parts of Ireland, around Halloween, they have Colcannon. And in some parts, it's called Scally, I think. And it's got another name somewhere else. But that's what it is. And here's Anne Marie O'Riordan remembering her childhood and the Colcannon and the pickled cream, all those days, all those things that happened in her childhood. And if I recall, at the Halloween time, you put sort of money into Colcannon, if you found the money, or I think if you put a ring into it. Someone's going to write and tell me what it's all about. But here's Anne-Marie O'Riordan, that lovely singer, telling us all about Colcannon and remembering her childhood.
Well, did you ever make Colcannon made with lovely pickled cream, with the greens and scallions mingled like a picture in a dream? Did you ever make a hole on top to hold and melt and flake, or the creamy flavoured butter that our mothers used to make? Oh, you did, so did he, and so did I, and the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I'm to cry. troubles we knew not, and our mothers made cold cannon in the little skillet pot. Well, did you ever take potato cake and boxy to school, tucked underneath your axter with your books, your slate and rule? And the teacher wasn't looking, sure, great big bite you take of the creamy flavoured soft and melting sweet potato cake. Cry. Oh, weren't them the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mothers made cold cannon in the little skillet pot. Well, did you ever go a-courting boys when the evening sun went down, and the moon began a-peeping from behind the hill down, and you wandered down the boring where the clura corn was seen, and you whispered loving praises to your own dear sweet Colleen? Oh, weren't them the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mothers made cold cannon in the little skillet pot.
When our mothers made cold cannon in the little skillet pot. Now, while that was playing, I nipped downstairs to our living room and asked my better half another name for cold cannon, and it's Cally. Not Scally, Joe. It's Cally. I know in the west of Ireland, I think it was called Cally. And it, up in Northern Ireland, it was called something else. But you've got the general idea. And that was a lovely track from Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of the programme, when I played the track about different places, about Cavan, that we'd be having one or two songs about different places in Ireland. It's not our musical magical tour that we had last year at some stage, but we'll be dropping into various counties and places. And we're continuing our little travel because we're in my county, the Garden of Ireland. And this is Wicklow. And Wicklow, as I've told you before, a beautiful county, runs along the east coast, so it has a beautiful sea line. It has some wonderful beaches. Then you're coming away from the sea, you get into some wonderful low-lying hills and forests and woods. Gorgeous. No wonder it's called the Garden of Ireland. This sounds like a travelogue for Wicklow. Tell you what, we'll get Declan Nerney to tell us all about Among the Wicklow Hills. I've just received a letter from my home in Ireland, the scribble so familiar it was my mother's feeble hand, telling him the story how much they all miss him and when he's away from Wicklow.
I just received a letter from my home in Ireland. The scribble so familiar was my mother's feeble hand. A house that rang with music and of laughter now is still. Dear Danny, it's so lonely now among the Wicklow hills. As I gaze across the mountains, I relive that moment's joy, those same old Wicklow mountains where you rambled as a boy. Your photo as a child that pictures by your bedroom sill. And each night I pray that you come back home among the Wicklow hills. Long ago, when in summer you would stroll down where the crystal fountain meets the slaney waters flow, you recall a young companion who talks about you still, and you know who she's waiting to among the Wicklow hills. Across the mountains, I relive that moment's joy, those same child, that picture's by your bedroom sill. And each night I pray that you come back home among the Wicklow hills. And each night I pray that you come back home among the Wicklow hills.
You know, it was rather remiss of me. I should have said before I played that I was playing it for any Wicklow people that might be listening to me on this week's Sounds Irish. And I'm sure we have lots of Wicklow people scattered all around the world. And if you're listening to Joe Mullen's Sounds Irish, well, we're thinking of you this particular week. And we're moving up now from Wicklow on the east coast to the northwest of Ireland. Yes, you've guessed it. Where else would we be going? Only to Donegal, the most sung about county in Ireland. Well, yeah, I'd say that without much fear of contradiction. But if you want to contradict me, feel free. We're going to have a song here from Vince Gill. Now, Vince Gill is an internationally known country singer. And here, you never thought you'd hear Vince Gill on Sounds Irish. He's joined by a group that I've come to love over the last 12 months. A lot of their material I've been listening to, and I'm looking forward to meeting them in the near future. Cherish the Ladies. Vince Gill and Cherish the Ladies are telling us all about the Donegal rain. I'll tell you what, enough prattle, Joe. Get on with the track.
Force us to part. Fate may join we two once more. Take this farewell kiss as a token of my love while far I stray. For true love will never be broken. Let me kiss your tears away. Thank you. next my heart, you know, I will wear my love. This lock of hair you gave.
Kiss me once before we sever, for my safety's sake. You'll pray,
you will be my dear.
You know, I think that's a well put together, that track, and he sang it very well, did he not? Vince Gill, Cherish the Ladies and Donegal Rain. We're coming back from Donegal, and we're coming right to the capital city of Dublin. And here we have the Dublin City Ramblers, and they're telling us the story of the young man who went, well, he left Dublin, and he went to London, and he didn't like it much there, and then he went to Liverpool, and he felt so lonely that he came back home to be back home in Dublin, the city he loved, and telling us all about his rambling around here, Dublin City Ramblers, and of course, the Dublin Rambler.
Oh, I come from around by Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler, as I'm never round for very long, sure I'm always on the go. But there's one thing that I love all right, it's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home. Did you ever stroll down Capel Street late on a summer's morning? Drop into Slats for a pint of stout, then on down to the quay. Carry on out to Kilmainham Jail and back by the new Royal Hospital, where the TDs in their evening suits are often to be seen. Oh, I come from around by Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler, as I'm never around for very long, sure I'm always on the go. But there's one thing that I love all right, it's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home. Have you ever been to Dollymount and gazed out to the ocean, where the Bailey and the Hill of Hope are a wondrous sight to see? Take an amble through St. Dan's Estate and out by the Kilester Gate. Watch the young lads playing football and climbing in the trees. Oh, I come from around my Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler, as I'm never round for very long, sure I'm always on the go. But there's one thing that I love all right, it's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home. Green for a walk among the gardens, or to kill an hour or two I'll stop for a tune down Merrion Road. And after the evening out on the town is the chipper for the one and one, but the TDs in their evening suits, it's not the place to go. Oh, I come from around my Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler, cause I'm never round for very long, sure I'm always on the go. But there's one thing that I love all right, it's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home.
Oh, I come from around my beggar's bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler, 'cause I'm never around for very long. Sure, I'm always on the go, but there's one thing that I love all right. It's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home.
Hang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home. I wonder how many of the Dublin Ramblers are listening to me in various parts of the world in Sounds Irish this particular week. And I hope wherever you're listening to Joe Bollard with Sounds Irish that you're enjoying it, and maybe it'll bring you a little nearer home to Ireland. If I say to you the fields of Athenry, you say, hello, here comes Paddy Riley. Sorry, you're wrong. Athenry is a village in Galway, and it's a beautiful village. And this particular song has got to be, as I've said so often on Sounds Irish before, it's got to be the most popular song of, well, popular Irish song during the last 40 years or so. This is a song that's now sung at rugby matches, at soccer matches, even by people outside of Ireland. I know, for instance, the Liverpool soccer team, they have their home ground, for instance, is called Anfield Road. That's where they play their home grounds, and they sing a song called The Fields of Anfield Road to the same tune as this. A song written by Pete St. John and given the wonderful treatment by Phil Coulter. Now, it starts, believe it or not, with Phil playing the opening bars on a glass piano. And yes, you'll get the idea when you hear it. Phil Coulter and his wonderful interpretation of The Fields of Athenry.
Mm-hmm.